ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, April 15th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. It's a high price and your shareholders will love it. That's what Elon Musk told Twitter's chairman in his offer to buy the social media platform. But how serious is Musk's plan to take Twitter private? Is this something the rest of Twitter's shareholders want? And is the world's richest man even able to pay for the deal? That's a serious question. On today's show, reporter Tim Higgins joins us to discuss the latest twist in Twitter's roller coaster week and a half, and what it could mean for the company and one of its most bombastic users. That's after these headlines. A federal judge has reduced the amount of money awarded to a former Tesla worker who successfully sued for racial discrimination. Last year, a jury in San Francisco awarded the worker, who is black, nearly $137 million in damages. On Wednesday, the judge cut that down to $15 million, saying the original amount was excessive. The plaintiff can either choose to accept the reduced amount or enter a new trial with Tesla, but hasn't made a decision yet, according to his lawyer. Neither Tesla nor a lawyer representing the company responded to a request for comment. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy tells investors he wants to improve worker safety and reduce the company's carbon footprint. In his first letter to shareholders since taking over the top job at Amazon last summer, Jassy said injury rates are on par with Amazon's peers, worse in warehouses but better for couriers, and he vowed to do better. A study this month from labor unions found that Amazon workers suffered serious injuries at twice the rate of non-Amazon warehouses last year. In the letter, Jassy also said the company is making progress on its pledge to be net zero carbon by 2040, and it aims to use 100% renewable energy by 2025. And a new plan for Peloton. The fitness company says it will cut prices for its stationary bikes and treadmills while raising the monthly subscription fees for online workout classes. The changes are part of an effort by Peloton's new CEO to refocus the company on its digital business and make it less reliant on equipment sales. The announcement came just a day after the activist investor Blackwell's Capital said Peloton hasn't made enough progress under its new leadership and reiterated its call for the company to consider a sale. All right, coming up, Elon Musk doesn't just want to buy part of Twitter. The billionaire is offering to buy it all. How tricky would the deal be to pull off, and what would it mean for Twitter's future? We'll discuss after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
The saga that has unfolded since Elon Musk announced his 9.2% stake in Twitter took a few more twists and turns yesterday. For one thing, we learned Musk has been knocked from his position as Twitter's biggest investor. Funds held by Vanguard Group recently upped their stake in the social media platform to 10.3% of shares. But by far the bigger news was Musk's offer to buy Twitter outright. Early Thursday morning, he tweeted, "Made an offer," along with a link to a filing he sent to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk is offering to pay $54.20 a share, a significant premium from Twitter's roughly $45 closing price on Thursday, but less than where shares were trading at as recently as November. All that is to say, the drama is far from over. So, joining us to unpack the recent developments and how they could shake out is our tech reporter, Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Tim, Elon Musk is offering to take Twitter private. How easy is that to do?
Well, it's world's easier to do if you've got you know, all the money in the world. Usually one of the hardest hurdles is coming up with the financing. Then he's got to get the board to sign off, and then shareholders would have to approve. So it's not as simple as walking into a store and buying Twitter, but one of the largest hurdles in something like this is financing. And the fact that he's willing to pay such a big premium will put an incredible pressure on the board. The other thing is, he doesn't seem to be approaching this as a traditional investment, as meaning that he's trying to get this the kinds of returns that other investors trying to do one of these deals might be looking for, that he sees it more as a civic obligation. But it is a vanity move in some ways, because it would help his influence. It would make him more powerful. It's almost like generations of rich people who become powerful, and then one of the first things they want to buy is their local newspaper. Twitter is the front page of this era's communications for a lot of people.
I mean, since we learned about Musk taking a nearly 10% stake in Twitter, there have been like a ton of twists and turns. We've seen him post some provocative and maybe eccentric suggestions about changing the company. So can you tell us how serious an offer this is? I mean, he's put it to the SEC, but does he really want to do it?
Without a doubt, he wants to do it. I guess the question will be, can he do it? He says he has financing lined up. The thing about Elon Musk, a lot of people want to often write off what he is saying or doing as not being serious or as a joke or as trivial. And these people oftentimes tend to kind of eat their words over time. Here's a guy, Elon Musk, who his dream was to make space travel affordable and to convert cars from gasoline to electric. And he faced years and years of headaches and problems to do that, but he is accomplishing that. And so if he's putting his mind towards kind of recasting or, you know, bringing his vision to the world of social media, you have to believe that, you know, he is serious. The question really comes down to, can he pull the deal off? And then can he find the time in his busy schedule and find the team to implement that vision?
Let's talk about that financing a little bit, because Elon Musk is, you know, a billionaire, but he's not exactly cash rich. And usually when people make these offers, they come and they show up with their financing. So how is he suggesting he could pay for this?
Yeah, well, he is the world's richest man. But as you say, a lot of that is tied up in his investments in SpaceX and in Tesla. And so it's really at this point a little unclear exactly how he's going to pull or how he would pull all that together. He talked on Thursday about hoping to structure the deal in a way that would allow as many of the shareholders in Twitter that want to stay do that. But there's kind of a cap on that. And so we're still learning kind of the details of kind of how he would do this.
So let's talk about how Twitter is reacting. First off, what will the board be weighing as they consider this offer?
Well, the board has a duty to protect shareholder value. They have to weigh, is this the best deal for the shareholders? Is it for the company? And do they see a future as a publicly held company where shareholders can benefit? Or should is this the opportunity to sell? Or is there perhaps another buyer on the horizon? So those are the kinds of things that a board has to decide in this moment. And, you know, this is high stakes. Elon is essentially, and he's telling the company, he doesn't want to have a bunch of dancing around with offers and counteroffers. He wants to literally skip to the end. Here is a huge offer that he is offering, and take it. And the implied threat in his communications with the company is that if you don't take it, he might go and sell his shares in the company, and then that would potentially have a downward pressure on the share price.
From the perspective of running Twitter in the future, how would the company's current ideas about growth and revenue streams and even issues like moderation gel with what Musk has planned?
Well, Elon has been talking about how he wants greater speech on the platform. He's concerned about, you know, some of the content moderation efforts that Twitter has taken. He wants to see speech on there that people disagree with, because he feels that that is a key kind of fundamental part of democracies. In a tweet storm over the weekend, I think we got a kind of a glimpse of how he's thinking about the company as a business, and, you know, a move away from being an ad-based business to beefing up the subscription end of the company, talking about converting the headquarters, Twitter headquarters, into a homeless shelter and kind of going into some cryptic tweets about staff cuts. This would suggest maybe he's thinking about ways to cut spending at the company and offset potential loss in revenue if, in fact, they did lose ad revenue because of changes in the way the company is managed.
One issue that I'm curious about is whether Musk's deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, over tweets that he posted about taking Tesla private a few years ago will have any effect on this proposed deal.
Well, he clearly, the way he rolled out the announcement of it was a little bit more tempered than the way he rolled out his 2018 effort to take Tesla private. He made a filing with the SEC, which right there, clearly is a big change for him, you know, but that's in the back of everybody's mind. And even on Thursday, when he appeared publicly at a TED Talk, he seemed pretty spicy about rehashing some of that history when asked about the 2018 kind of incident. And he feels like at that point in time, he was pushed into a deal with the SEC to settle that claim because of problems at Tesla, where he was basically running out of money at the company and it was really in no position to fight what he felt like was unfair charges against him. He felt, and he has continued to say, that he really did have funding lined up to take Tesla private at the time, though the deal, that idea was scuttled days later, and it was very clear that none of that funding had actually been finalized and they weren't ready to pull the trigger.
If this deal were to go through, how would it change the social media landscape?
It's interesting. Twitter at this point, you know, really hasn't been where the excitement has been for investors. A lot of attention has been on TikTok. A lot of attention has been on Meta's properties, maybe not always for the best reason, but because of the controversies there. You know, Twitter is kind of, in a lot of ways, become an also-ran. And that, you know, has put spotlight on it by some investors who think there's greater potential there to kind of shake things up and to kind of, you know, see better growth than what they've had. So, you know, it's interesting to think about a Twitter under Elon Musk's control. How much more aggressive are they going to become? Or is he going to be able to make it into a destination place for people? Is it really going to be a town square, or is it going to be one of those dark corners of the internet where weird things happen, but it is not mainstream? You know, the power for Twitter and the power for Elon Musk is for Twitter to be part of the ongoing conversation, to be part of mainstream America, mainstream conversation globally.
All right. That was our reporter, Tim Higgins. Thanks so much for joining us, Tim.
Thank you.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.